Well, for the seven teams represented here on this stage this evening, the 32nd America's Cup adventure has come to an end. The round-robin phase of the Louis Vuitton Cup is over. It took 24 days to complete both rounds, which I'm sure is a bit of a record. It's probably more like a Whitbread or Volvo Around the World race than the America's Cup. We've held 110 match races, and all the boxes on the scoreboard are now full. At the top of the rankings, Emirates Team New Zealand, BMW Oracle Racing, Luna Rossa Challenge, and Desafío Español. And in 1 hour's time, Emirates Team New Zealand will announce who they're going to choose as their partner at a press conference right here. But right now, it's our last chance to see the seven challengers that didn't make it to the semi-finals and will no longer compete at the 32nd America's Cup. Seated beside me here are the skippers of these seven teams in the ranking order of how they finished. I'm going to start at the bottom of the table with Pierre Masse, 11th place with 3 points. China has now sailed at the Louis Vuitton Cup. You had one win during the event. It turned out to be, of course, the greatest upset of the last round when you beat BMW Oracle Racing. Has the China team fulfilled its objectives and sport in the sporting and communications point of view during this event?
Yes, I will say that the team have achieved almost all of the objectives. The scoring and the ranking is not so much a surprise. We expect that. But I have a little bit some nuances with that, that we expect, of course, to be behind of most of the team, but we expect to be closer. So from my point of view, I am a little bit disappointed by the distance and the work that we have to do to be competitive, more competitive. It's what we will try to achieve for the next time. I think to do this campaign with the budget that we have was a very good thing, because we start many things, many development in China, selling development. But for sure, the second Chinese campaign should be done in a different way. Should be done with a more powerful budget, with the tools to be more competitive. So the work starts today for that. We have a very good sign, very good positive sign that the team will continue for the 33rd America's Cup. But on the way to the 33rd America's Cup, I think we have another goal is to develop selling in China, and we have planned in the next month to start activities in China.
That's great news. That's really interesting. Are you going to take the America's Cup to the Qingdao Yacht Club, where the Olympic Games are going to be held now?
Yeah, the Qingdao Yacht Club is our yacht club, the official yacht club of the team. So many things happen at the moment in China. Of course, the Olympic Games give a big image and great focus on the city of Qingdao. But there is also plenty of activities in other cities like Xiamen, like Shenzhen in the south. So we have to work with all these cities in the next year to achieve all our goals to be a strong team next time.
Thank you very much, Pierre. Jesper Bank, United Internet Team Germany, 10th place with 5 points. Maybe a disappointing Louis Vuitton Cup for you for Germany's first challenge with just one win per round robin. You didn't lack the resources. Would you put this down to challenging late in the cycle, or are there other reasons?
Well, I will not be able to give you one reason that is a major reason for not achieving our goals. But certainly coming in late from scratch with no team, no boat, and no organization 2 years prior to the Cup is a big challenge in itself. And that is, of course, one reason. And as you said, one reason that has certainly not held us from achieving our goals is the budget. We were very well funded by United Internet and their partners. So we actually had some really good opportunities to do well. And I think we're probably all a little disappointed that we were unable to use the funding and probably end up a little higher than we did. And There'll be plenty of reasons for not getting there, but it'll be a long speech probably to get into that. But I'll also say it's been a tough time for everyone in the campaign to win so few races over such a long time. I think none of us have actually been used to winning so little for such a long time. So it's been kind of tough. But what is very encouraging with this team is that the owner and the main sponsor has the vision and the courage to actually look ahead and go for another cup, which is very, very promising. And now we'll just have to see how that is going to be structured, but they're looking ahead.
Great, thank you very much, Jesper. Ian Percy, plus 39 challenge, ninth place with 12 points. Probably a pretty positive experience for you in spite of much adversity, but how would you sum up the team's first America's Cup experiences, and what were the highlights and what happens next?
Well, first of all, we had a lot of fun as a group, and the highlight for me is being part of a group of sailors and shore team that have become good mates and have worked against the odds tirelessly, underfunded and more importantly under-resourced. So there's a lot of guys who have done a lot of sleepless nights over the last couple of years. So it was a tremendous effort to get us on the start line, and we had some good races along the way.
Sebastian Koller, Riva Challenge, 8th place, almost 7th today, with 17 points. Everything for a Riva Challenge just seemed to be a few centimetres short of where you wanted to be. It's not your first America's Cup, and I'm sure it won't be your last, but there seems to be a generation shift going on in French America's Cup sailing. What can you say for future America's Cup challenges? What would be your advice and knowledge now?
Well, obviously, we had a very young team on board for this America's Cup, and it's good to see the French going on this way. We have also a great sponsor for this campaign, who are Arriva, DCNS, Eagle, Le Tour Hill, Canal Plus, and Le Figaro, and the Town of Gandia. We thank them a lot. We had a pretty long campaign with highlights and also coming down sometimes. But I'm very proud about the way the guys and the team during this Round Robin 1 and 2 progressed together and improved their way of sailing. And we are, I think, quite a young team, and we can look to the future with ambition. And with our sponsors and partner Arriva, we are already working on the analysis and the future, and we are working on the analysis of this campaign and working already on the future for the next campaign.
Does that include staying here in Valencia for the next few weeks and months?
Yeah, we plan to sail with the boat to validate a few improvements after the round of two from now. So we're gonna have 1 week of sailing. We plan to stay at least in Valencia at least till the end of June, and we'll see how it goes with the act in Germany and San Francisco, the exhibition act, I think, or something like that. Our first goal is sailing the boats, improve the boats, doing things we had no time to do during March and February on the boat, and second thing is to have a clear analysis of this campaign and put the basis for the future, for the next campaign with our sponsor Riva.
Very good. Mark Sadler, 7th place, 20 points. There isn't much left to say about Chocholosa, undoubtedly the darlings of the 32nd America's Cup, finishing 7th here. Your captain, Captain Sarno, your owner, has already announced that he wants to challenge again. If you had to sum up the real highlight for you of this whole experience for Team Chocholosa, what would it be?
Well, it's been the whole thing has been a highlight. You know, to see where we came from in from Marseille to now has been an amazing journey for our team, and they've developed along the way massively. And the decisions we made along the way have seemed to be the right one. And I guess when we've got to this, these two round robins, we've had some of the tightest matches that I've ever experienced. You know, every race was tight. We gave quite a few away, and it's been been amazing. You know, we've really been competitive, and we possibly could have won some, and it was always, you know, tight with the guys behind us. So it's really been positive, and I think for our country, it's a highlighted sailing in South Africa. It's been live on TV every day, and we've been getting a lot of feedback from that. So for yachting in South Africa, which wasn't really a big thing, it's suddenly out there and people know about it, and I think that's putting our team in a good position for doing another campaign, and we're really working hard towards that.
The short term now, the next few weeks and months, what do they have for you?
Well, we're going to take a little break now, but we will definitely be in Kiel for that exhibition regatta.
But it's the beginning of August, isn't that
beginning
right?
Beginning of August, first week of August, yeah. And then it depends on where the cup goes. You know, if the cup goes to New Zealand, we may not do it. But if it stays in Europe, we've got a good chance of doing it. So we're hoping it's going to stay in Europe, and we can do it again.
Vasco Vascotto, Mascalzone Latino Capitalia team, sixth place, 22 points. Undoubtedly the biggest improver since the last America's Cup, Mascalzone is now a strongly recognizable America's Cup brand. You had some big wins, but also some very disappointing losses. After guard changed a bit towards the end. What can you take from this cup, you and your team, and will we see another Mascalzone Latino?
First of all, we take everything, because first of all, we want to take the mistake that we made, because if you want to improve, you need to recognize the mistakes and try to make better the next time. And I think that we are really proud about what we did in the past 2 years. We have the opportunity to stay here in Valencia. We spent a really nice period. We work hard. But at the end, I think that we are a little disappointed, because we did some mistake that unfortunately was maybe we were able to avoid. But that doesn't matter. This is sport. So you need to remember that at the end, everybody here tried to do their best. And I want to say arrivederci to everybody here, because I think that everybody here tried to work hard. Everybody from the China, Germans, and everybody work hard to try to do the best effort. That's my telephone for sure. I heard no, it's not. No, we have the same sound. Good. But I think that we have a good mates here now, and we have a really nice period here in Valencia. We want to do again. Vincenzo Onorato left the base this afternoon, and he was a little sad, because he said that he want to start again with the same people, because he recognized that we try to do our best, and we have a lot of fun, I think, because we show that we try to do our best every time.
Very good. Magnus Holmberg, Victory Challenge, fifth place, 26 points. You kept us on the edge of the seats until just yesterday, somewhere down the bottom of the first run. Your hopes of the semi-finals ended. So you finished fifth, the best of the rest, definitely in an enviable position for the next America's Cup. Have any of the semi-finalists asked you to train with them or share some of your speed with them? What's going to happen to Victory Challenge over the next few weeks?
No, we haven't heard anything from any of the other teams on that subject. I don't know if we will, but you know, I think like the rest of the teams, we're going to go through debriefs and stuff like that, and try to make sure to capitalize on the investment that's been done, and make sure that's secured for the team for the future, and sort of pack up and sort of make sure that the project is packed up and ready to go at a later stage.
So it's the intention to continue?
It's definitely the intention to continue. Nothing is sort of, we don't know at this stage. There's plenty of work that's been done, and actually I haven't followed that work or been part of it the last couple of months. I've had other things at my hands so to focus on, but you know, I think we have pretty good hopes of looking forward to another challenge, and I certainly do hope that we get that chance. It's been a pleasure taking part of this Louis Vuitton Cup. It's been a fantastic event, and a lot of great competitors, the teammates on the team. You know, it's I think one of the benefits of working in a cup team is the fact that you're working with a lot of other smart, competitive people, and you learn things every day. I've been racing for 32 years, and I'm still learning things every day. And I think that's a huge thing with the cup and working in a cup team.